Triple N's Motorsport Report for the Mildura Working Man's Club. It's always a great time out. Open 7 days.
Hey, it's pretty good morning to you, Wado. How are you this morning?
How good was Michael Jackson in the 80s? Oh, man. Remember when Thriller came out? I was just like, next level, wasn't it?
It certainly was, mate. One of the greats, there's no doubt. Good to say congratulations to Phil Lamartina. He's taken out the Riverbend Top Fuel Nationals.
What an emotional, incredible final. He had two hole shot wins on the day. In the end, he defeated Damien Harris, who earlier set the quickest ET in the history of 1,000-foot top fuel racing in this country. Unbelievable scenes on the line for Phil to finally break the drought and get the win, and dedicating it to Sheridan Coulthard as well, who tragically lost her life earlier this year. Gavin Coulthard has been a long-serving member of that race team, and he was there on the weekend working with the team again, and just the tears and the emotion for all the Lamartina family. It reminds me of why I love motor racing so much. I got to call that. It's on the NDRC Facebook page, the video replay, and my goodness, Matt, what an incredible moment. Lamma, that was phenomenal, mate.
Yeah, terrific stuff. Brody Stecky is back at Erebus Racing in time for the Tapal 400 New Zealand.
This is just confusing on so many levels, Matt, isn't it? It was so well publicised, the split, in inverted commas, with Brody Kostecki and Erebus Motorsport, and now Brody is back, almost just out of the blue, to race in New Zealand. There's still no real clarification as to what the hell went on. Barry Ryan has come out and said, no, the team's all good, we're all back to normal, and Brody looks great in the car. Interestingly enough, David Russell has now left the team and gone to race with Premier Newlon Racing. It's a really intriguing landscape at the moment for supercar racing, that's for sure. But you know what? No matter what, it's great to have Brody Kostecki back. He's a champion driver, and it's so cool to see him back.
Certainly is. Kyle Larson is impressed in his first ever laps around the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, preparing for his Indy 500 debut in May.
There is nobody more diverse and more versatile and more talented than Kyle Larson on the planet. He can drive absolutely anything. America has been holding its breath and waiting for Kyle Larson to get his first laps around the Brickyard, and just yesterday he did that. Looked absolutely like he'd been doing it his whole life. What an absolute freak. I cannot wait to see him compete in the Indianapolis 500. Of course, he's got to qualify for that yet, but my goodness, what a rare talent. America is in love with this guy. He's just a superstar.
NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series last weekend. Cam Waters impressed in his debut.
Yeah, he did. It was so cool to see Cam in the middle of the good old boys, you know, racing the bump and run. Martinsville is such a tight little track. It's like racing around the car park outside your radio station. So small, narrow, lots of bump and run. In the end, unfortunately, he wrecked, but he ran for most of the race in the sort of low 20th onwards positions. Very, very tough just to jump in a truck like that and run with those guys who do it week in, week out. Phenomenal result for Cam. There's a lot of talk that he may go back to running Kansas. That's what the team was saying. He was saying, no, I haven't committed to anything yet. But just a great moment to see him in amongst it all, and Mildura getting a lot of exposure on all the NASCAR channels. And of course, it was later that weekend that Shane Van Gisbergen also raced there that weekend in his NASCAR. And there's a great photo of the two of them hanging out together. Great moment for Mildura.
Yeah, terrific stuff as always, Wado. Thank you so much, mate. We'll catch up again next week, eh?
2, 4, 6, 8. Everyone needs to get down to the workers on the weekends and sample their incredible brekkies. And of course, the palmies on the weekdays are to die for.
They certainly are. You've got to try the tomahawk steaks as well down there at the workers. Always a good time. You find them in Deakin Avenue, Mildura. Triple M.